Namaste everyone. How to get a girl on a date when you're texting her. Now, what I would do is when I'm interacting with a girl, personally, I would, when I'm getting her number, before I wouldn't even get her number, I would actually just set up a meeting when I'm talking to her. I would set up a date when I'm actually talking to her so that even if we exchange numbers later, that is already there in the subconscious mind of the girl. And you do not have to go through this new effort now. But this video is for people who have not done something like that. This is not going to be a personal game plan that I'm going to give you, which you can use with any girl, or a storyline that you can use with a girl, or exact texts as to how you should text, what you should text a girl. Like, this is not going to talk about the content. Why? Because I'm here to give basic rules, basic tips, which will help you in achieving your objective earlier, right? And will make your work easy. Also, it'll make the girl have fun, it'll make you have fun, and ultimately, hopefully result in a nice happy marriage, which I can be thanked for. That is why this video is going to deal with basic tips which you can follow, and it will make your life easier. Rule number one, remember the objective. The objective is to get on a date. That means getting in a physical setting with the girl rather than chatting to her continuously on these two mobile phones. Remember the objective. That means that you always try to escalate this interaction to the next particular step. So if you're texting her on Tinder, the aim is to get onto, let's say, WhatsApp or personal text if you want to build some comfort with the girl before you get there. If you're texting on WhatsApp, this means getting to the next level, which is getting to meet in person. How do you remember the objective? You stop telling her stories after stories after stories on text. Stop talking bullshit about the weekend or about the football game. Stop asking her what she likes doing and all of that. A little bit of all of that is fine if you're getting the conversation started, if you're trying to get, you know, the interaction going and build some momentum, that is okay. But just to talk all the time about this shit is, first of all, boring, and second of all, it doesn't get you in person with the girl. Okay, so that's not what we are planning to do. Also, at the same time, do not take this rule too far. All right, don't be like, okay, Sarot said remember the fucking objective. My first text will be like, bitch, time, this place, blah blah blah, drinks. No, that's not gonna work. All right, not the first text. Build the momentum, start talking to the girl, then you get to the next step. Okay, rule number two, do not waste time. This means that now that you've started texting this girl, you've got a momentum going, so you've got this interaction going, and you do not want to waste time. What does this mean? The girl has probably given you her number, and she's probably texting you because she is interested in you. So you do not have to now invest time and effort and come up with super smart, amazing texts which show your shining personality. No, the aim is to get to the next level. So hurry up, try to get to the date, get to the next fucking step. She wants to meet you, that's why she's texting you, she's interested in you. So do not waste a lot of time. Keep texting to a limit, and if a woman's texts are exciting you so much that you love to do more of it, I assure you that a woman's touch is going to excite you more. So try to get the touch and forget the text. Rule number three, take the fucking lead. Take the lead. Suggest, after some initial chatting and bullshit small talk, suggest that the two of you should meet. Do not ask, because asking makes it a question, and it kind of, like, if you suggest, it'll demonstrate confidence to the girl that he is confident that I will meet him, so I should probably meet him because I like confident guys. Demonstrate confidence, suggest that the two of you should meet. Lead, always be ready. What does the leader do? He is always ready with the next step. What is the next step? The next step is, you don't want to now waste time asking her, what do you like to do? Where would you like to go? No, be ready with the time, be ready with the place, be ready with which day you are available to meet her. Be ready with those particular details. Know always what you want to do. Make it very simple. Keep it to drinks or a coffee, and if she doesn't like either, then fuck her, she can go drink her own piss. Keep it limited to drinks, coffee, something simple, something which will allow the two of you to interact with each other, to have a conversation, to show each other more of each other's personalities. You do not want to do dinner, you do not want to do movie, you do not want to do stuff like that, because it will divert your attention from each other to the activity, and the activity will eat up your time, and it'll be awkward trying to sit through that whole activity without knowing who the fuck you are sitting with. Keep it simple. Know what you want to do. Take the lead. Suggest. Do not ask. I personally do not do movies and dinners. Why? Because movies, well, I might just be more interested in the movie than the girl, and dinners because half the time you're gonna have food in your mouth, so this just fucking looks disgusting. You know, you want to be able to talk to the girl. The girl should be able to talk to you, and you should be able to figure out within half an hour whether you people are happy with each other, like if you're having a good interaction or not. But if you're in a movie or a dinner, you're stuck for 3 fucking hours, and you have to fucking bear each other's shitty personality parties, and if either of you are stinking, then you have to sit in that stink. At the end of the day, do whatever you like, be comfortable, because that is more important. It'll allow you to be in your own zone. It'll allow you to show who you are. Don't try to drink if you're trying to date a party girl and you yourself are a non-drinker. Do not try to change yourself. So if you like coffee, the bitch better have coffee with you, all right? Like whatever the fuck it is, like she gotta have coffee with you. So chill out, like do whatever you like, be comfortable, be yourself, take the lead, suggest, blah blah blah. Rule number 4, what is that? Prioritize yourself, okay? Prioritize yourself. It is very, very important. Why is it important? Never ask when she's free, and do not try to adjust your life in order to meet her whenever she's available for this date, okay? Because this will show that you don't really have a life. Do not ask her, okay, when would you like to meet? Because this just makes it open for her, and she will be like, I would like to meet on Saturday when your grandmom is having her funeral, because I'm a bitch and I don't care. You do not want to be that kind of a guy. Let's say you should be busy, you should be doing your own shit. So max to max, you offer her one or two times and places when you can be free to meet, when and where you can be free to meet. Either she makes it or she doesn't. So let's say either she replies with an affirmative answer to either of the two alternatives that you give her, and two should be the max. If she's available to meet, well and good. Why? Because deal's done, that's it. Second thing is, if she is not available to meet, but at the same time she provides you alternatives for when she can meet, that's a very good girl. That's a keeper right there. Why? Because she also likes you, she is trying to put in some effort, and she's telling you that I'm sorry, I'm not available on this day, but she's being polite, she is showing manners. That's a very good thing. What do you do then? Then, well, see, whenever she's asking you if you're available, if you are available, go ahead, like say yes to her. If you're not free that particular time and day, do not change your fucking schedule. Do not cancel your mom's important shopping date with you. Even if you have to buy your baby sister's nappies, like do not cancel and move your life around. Third thing, she can reply that no, I'm not available to meet, and you know, I cannot meet you, or whatever, just a plain rejection or no reply. Well, for now, what I can tell you is, these kinds of girls, do not bother replying anymore, or do not bother continuing this interaction and investing time and effort into this particular interaction, because it's probably not going anywhere right now, and you might want to move on to the next girl. But at the same time, you could also restart the whole thing with this girl after some time. But if you're somebody who's a bit advanced, if you're somebody who's a bit cocky, you can even go like, okay bitch, then if you're not available to meet, why don't you hit up my secretary whenever you're free and try to get her appointment with me. So you can do shit like that. But at the same time, the most important thing is to prioritize yourself. Do not move around your life to meet her. Make her move to meet you. Show her that you're worth that much. And you should be worth that much. You should be doing your own shit. Do not bow down to her fucking demands. Do not bow down to whatever a girl might be telling you to do over text. Make sure to be in control. So if she cannot make it, and if she does not offer alternatives, do not vomit out 5 fucking alternative times. Do not be that little insecure bitch who would be like, oh my god, I'm never gonna get to meet this girl again. I'm gonna let my father and mom die. I'm gonna let my fucking baby sister be without nappies, but I have to meet her. No, you do not do that. Be confident. Either she meets you later, she comes up again to you and says that, oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't able to make it, and will you come and please press my titties on Friday? And you do that, you press her titties on Friday. Or if that does not happen, you do not press her titties on Friday. You move on to somebody else's titties. And if she actually does that, if she actually does not, you know, even reply positively or give you a reaction or whatever, yeah, it could be that she doesn't want to meet you. But at the same time, like that kind of a girl, if she, you know, you do not want to try very hard, because she might even feel bad and say yes only to not turn up at the date later or cancel it at the last moment. So save yourself the time and effort and energy with these kind of girls, and just let it be. Just move on to the next girl. The world is a big fucking ocean, man. My own personal tips are to meet girls in the middle of the week for the first date. Why? Weekends are high pressure situations. Second, weekends are normally always booked out. So you don't want to ask, give her the time and place, which most probably is already booked out. Friday nights, Saturday nights, don't ask that. If you really can't do any other time, you have to do it on the weekend, do it on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday afternoon, which is probably better. But best would be to, let's say, meet in the middle of the week. A Wednesday or a Thursday is good, because Monday and Tuesday, they're like, people are too busy, like they've just gotten over the fucking drunk weekends, and now they don't want to go out and get smashed all over again or try to do busy important shit. Like that's what they try to do on Mondays and Tuesdays. So make it a Wednesday or a Thursday. People are normally free, places are emptier, it's easier to get a drink, all right, on a Wednesday or a Thursday in a nice place. Conversations are easy, there's less noise, there's less crowd. So let's do a recap. 4 things. remembering the objective, do not waste your own time and hers. Third, taking the lead. And fourth, prioritize yourself. Remember these four things, no matter what the fuck you're texting the titty girl. And if you like this video, if share it with somebody who can find it useful, share it with a friend who's trying to get a date with his wife's mother's girlfriend's sister. Play around with it, try it out, let me know how it goes, and I'm always ears. Give me feedback, discuss in the comments any important issues that you would like me to hit on when it comes to this particular topic. And have fun, guys. Take it easy, go out, fuck bitches, yeah baby, live life. All right, chill out, bye bye.